There's so much trouble in this world today. We stop by to let you know that if you take your troubles and your problems to Jesus, I know He will work them out for you. Take your problems and lay them down at His feet. God can fix it for you if you let Him. Listen.
And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Take the wave. It's in the deep.
Well, I'm singing maybe.
Oh, baby, don't you eat.
Martha, don't you moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Listen, baby.
Oh, baby, don't you
eat. Tell your sister she don't have to moan.
Oh, Martha,
Railroad army, the Bible tell me they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little old sister she don't have to moan. No
more.
Can I get a witness? He said, Mary, Martha don't have to moan. Somebody might be sick tonight. Somebody ain't got no home. They got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little old sister she don't have to moan no more. I wanna tell you that if I could, I believe I surely would. On the rock today, stand on the rock where Moses stood one day. Because Pharaoh's army, my Bible tell me, they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, baby, tell your little sister she don't have to moan no more. Now listen, listen, I went down in a valley. I'm telling you, I didn't go to sea. My Bible tells me they got drowned in the sea. I believe Jesus said, me.
He said, me. He said, me.
Trouble in the land, Lord, go after why. You won't have to give a right or wrong no more, baby. No more crying in the midnight hour. Jesus said, I stand by you, baby, you trust in my name.
Yeah,
I wish I had somebody left to call me right now.
Maybe
I'll be a mother for the motherless.
Maybe
father for the fatherless.
Maybe
angel with deep water to trust in me, Mary. You got.
Father and Mary, came to Jesus one day. it was a little church. Sitting down in the woods. And at the church, they had a choir there. And they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Yeah. Heard the old man spit. And y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They getting worried now. And they went on back that day, Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at him. Is anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, it was. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. your body get tired. You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But I never let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, if I let him sing, let me hear you say, yeah. Dad, you know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes we got on, put on a pair of old slippers, take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long way. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best.
I need to love. Well, here we go.
Yes, sir. Listen here. I tried to do things my way. Never a second thought. God had to say. Yet in my stubbornness, God, he was still there to carry my burden and handle my every care. Now listen here.
Our souls would be found. Take
gonna be true, Father. We need. You know what I'm telling? Help us to walk.
Help us to walk.
And stay in your way. And then. From day to day. Tame.
Tame our tongue.
To watch what we say. And. From out of our way, God's Spirit, Lord, within me, I want you to just renew, Father. Oh, we see. Can somebody say, with me, all I want to do is help us to. And stay in your way. From day to day,
tame
to watch what we say, and then from out of our. They bless somebody else. Instead of us talking about one another, we ought to go down on our knees and ask God to bless somebody else. And he'll turn around and bless you. That ought to let you know that we still need. Wait a minute.
With me, sir.
make sure you mean it when you. If anybody got some problems in your life right now, let me tell you, tonight is a good night. Just raise up your hand and tell God how you really feel. All you got to do is just. God keep on blessing over and over, and you still won't treat your fellow man right.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
For the sacrifice.
I want you to have some life.
Keep trusting. Keep trusting. Keep trusting.
Hello, this is Elder Karen Hatch, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord. Because we try to say exactly what the Lord says. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
I'm Angela Breedlove, reporting on location for the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am your host, Angela Breedlove. And today we have April Bradley. She's one of the singers with the Joy Bell. How you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Angela. And hello, everyone.
You know what? Your group is just awesome. When you heard the name Joy Bell, just think of hand clapping, foot stomping, and good gospel singing.
Yes, that's us. Absolutely.
So is this a family group? Is this a family group?
It is. It consists of my mother, myself, of course, my sister, my cousin, Clarnetta, and, of course, my mom's sister, Faye. And then we have a new addition, which is another sister. Her name is Maria.
Okay. So how long the group been singing?
All together, my mother is one of the original members because the Joy Bells goes back a long way. It consisted of Emily Johnson and many more, of course, but those two were really together. So over 54 years.
Wow.
The group has been singing. So, yeah, a long time.
And I want to say this. I posted a video of the Joy Bells to my Facebook page. You was all, I think it was at Shaco, the Shaco Boys anniversary. And
yes,
that video
yes.
went viral. I mean, everybody. Who is this group? Where they from? I mean, I got inbox messages from everywhere wanting to know who is the contact person, how do I get in touch with this group. So can you give us the information of if someone is trying to get in contact with your group or book your group, who they need to contact?
That would be me, April Bradley, and the number I can be reached is 434-709-6029. And we also have a Facebook page. It's Joy Bells Group 1. My email address is joybellsgroup1@gmail.com. And you can also find our Facebook page, and we can be messaged. So there's always a lot of ways of contacting us. Just reach out to us, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Also, I want to know, tell us about your project. You got a new CD.
We do. The name of our project is called Our Story. We were very, very blessed. A lot of times when we travel, we do travel a cappella. So we did a little bit of mixture, but God has truly, truly blessed us. Some of the songs on there is changed. and My Story.
My favorite song. I love them all. I love them all, but that's one of my favorite songs off the CD. But I love them all.
Yes. It's a little different. But we were excited. You know, we wrote pretty much all our music except for two that were hymns, and of course, I arranged most of them. But we do things as a group. You know, we fellowship, we worship, and we do it as a group. We do it in love.
Okay.
So everything that we do, we don't try to do it for, you know, a pat on the back. We just do it to give God the glory and just praise Him for what He's done and what He's gonna do.
All right. So where do you see the group in the next 5 or 10 years?
That's a good question. I really don't know. God has just opened up so many doors. You were speaking of the videos that went viral with Determination.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song written by the Clark sisters. And, you know, we sing a lot of their music. And so for that to go viral the way it did, a lot of people are recognizing us by that song. So we are getting a lot of calls from that. But I have no clue. We're just vessels of God. And wherever He takes us, that's where we're going.
You know, I'm just excited about your song ministry. How does it feel working with your mother?
I wouldn't trade it. It's a feeling that you really can't really describe, because my mother's an awesome woman of God.
Yes, she is.
And she's real, and you know, so is my father. My father's my pastor. So.
And what's your father's name?
His name is Dr. Jimmy L. Tarpley.
Okay.
He's the pastor of the Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, and so. Just the fellowship with my parents, you know, they just always instilled in us the right way to carry ourselves and to, you know, to live godly and to live holy and to represent Christ wherever we go. So to stand beside my mother in singing, it's just, sometimes I have to catch myself and remember I'm supposed to come in on the background part. Because I could just listen to her, you know, just
right.
All day. She has such a remarkable voice.
Well, everyone in the group can sing. I mean, your aunt, your sister, and you said you have a new member.
Yeah, that is my mother's baby sister. She came back to us.
Okay.
So she can sing too. You know, and we just have fun with it.
Well, want to thank you for taking our time, giving me this opportunity today.
Well, thank you.
For this
appreciate
interview.
It. Thank you.
And thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Didn't do everything right. Hate was all in my sight. Claiming others for my wrong. When I was weak and not so strong. But it changed. Oh,
Upon his Just call him in the evening. the number one quartet station in the world.
Right now, let's welcome back on this glorious day, it's Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. To God be the glory, and good morning to you, Pastor Gladys.
Good morning, Pastor Kearney. Good morning to our listeners. Good morning to our listeners all over the world. I tell God thank you for another day that he has made. I tell God thank you for allowing us to get up this morning. And I know some of us might have had the clocks set off and might have had people calling us, but it was God who woke us up this morning, and I tell God thank you. Every day that I'm allowed to see a new day, I see that God is doing what he said he would do. He is being God. And I tell God thank you. He created the heavens and the earth. He created nature. And I tell God thank you. Thank you. Babies, have you ever just looked at what he's doing and just tell God thank you for being God, because he is a God that will not lie. He is a God that when he make a promise, he keeps the promise. He is a God that can do all things. And I tell God thank you. I thank God that you came this morning to listen to the teaching, and I pray that as I give you the word that it bless you, to our church family, to my apostle, to NFI Radio, I tell you thank you for this opportunity to come back and teach the word of God, because it's the word of God that's going to keep us. And I tell God thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you for another day to come and teach your word. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come depending on you, dear God, to use me that you get glory. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to open up the understanding of your listeners. Continue to open up my understanding, dear God, of who you are. Continue to bless throughout the land, God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I tell you thank you for all things. I thank you for your son Jesus and for your Holy Spirit going to you on our behalf, dear God. I tell you thank you for all things, God. Father God, I ask that you let your Holy Spirit continue to move throughout the earth, dear God. Father God, I ask that you not take it away, Heavenly Father, because we need you, God. I need you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your forgiveness of sins, God. I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for being our healer, for being our way maker, for being our provider, I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I ask these things in your son Jesus' name, trusting you, God, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask all things. Amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus left the earth, he let us know that he was going to leave us a comforter. He was going to leave us a teacher. He was going to leave us a leader and a guide. And I tell God thank you. See, God was already looking ahead. When he sent his son Jesus, he sent him that we might be redeemed back to him. And his son came with purpose, and he came with obedience, doing what his father ordained that he do. As we come back together today, we're going to be talking about God. We're going to be talking about the names of God. Because it is God himself that created heaven and earth. It is God that is keeping us even now. And I tell God thank you just for being God. And yeah, I know there are other gods that people worship. But we're going to be talking about the true and living God. We're going to be talking about Yahweh. We're going to be talking about El Shaddai. We're going to be talking about Adonai. That's who we're going to be talking about. And I know that there are those that give these names to other gods, but I'm talking about the God that created heaven and earth. As we start out talking about God, when we go and read the word of God, Genesis 1:1, see, God didn't leave himself out. He didn't give the credit to nobody else. Because, see, he was God that created heaven and earth. As we look at Genesis 1:1, it said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He didn't give credit to nobody else. It was God himself that did this thing. In the beginning, God created. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It says, in the beginning, here emphasizes and draws attention to the fact of a real beginning. And baby, when I read that, I looked at it as a person. I was born in sin. But when I turned from sin and I turned unto God, the one that created heaven and earth, I had a new and real beginning. That old sin, that old stuff was gone. But that was just a real beginning when we give our lives to Christ. All the other sin and that stuff, he don't tolerate. So we did have a relationship with him. But when we look at our new life, we look at God creating the heavens and the earth. You see, here it emphasizes and draws attention to the fact of a real beginning. When we give our life to God, that's a real beginning, babies. Yes, it is. We no longer sin. We no longer are part of the world. We are in this world. We live here. Yes, we do. But we are not a part of sin. So today, as you turn from sin and you turn unto God, so many people feel like just because they go to the house of God, that they're going to see God in peace. As I always tell you, holiness without, no man shall see God. As we look at God, and I told you we're going to be talking about his names. There are Greek names that we're going to get into. But then there are just plain old English names that we talk about when we talk about our God. We so often refer to him as our Father. I'm not talking about my biological father that came together with my mother. I'm talking about my heavenly Father. As we look at the word of God, we talk about the eternal one. Without beginning and without end. He didn't have no beginning. I had a beginning. I started in 1954. And I'm still here. And when I die, there's an end. But if I live holy, I have eternal life with him. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Exodus 3:14, where we're talking about the eternal one without beginning and without end. I tell God, thank you. Exodus 3:14. The word of God tells us. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. I tell God, thank you. When we look at I am that I am, listen to this. It said the Lord gave himself the personal name. I am that I am. From this derived the Hebrew name Yahweh. We're going to talk about Yahweh. Yes, Lord. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, because we're going to find that in the beginning when he created heaven and earth, His son was there. The Holy Spirit was there. I tell God, thank you. As we look at God teaching Moses, God is letting Moses know that he wants to be known as the God who is present and active. He wants to be known as the inherent God, the one that's the same as Yahweh. Thank you, God. That he has a promise that he is making. Promise of living presence of God himself day by day with his people. What you saying, preacher? He's with us every day. See, as people, we can't be everywhere at all times. We can only be one place. Yeah, I might be here with my husband and might be on the telephone talking to somebody else. But the God that I serve can be everywhere, listening to, talking to everybody at all times. And see, when I look at I am that I am, God knew who he was. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It expresses his faithfulness, his love, his care, and his desire to redeem his people and live in fellowship with them. I tell God, thank you. God wants to be with us. And it's one thing that I know, that no matter where I am, God is there. No matter where you are, God is there. When I look at I am that I am, when you look in the word of God, you're going to find that it's in all capital letters. And that's making a statement right there. I tell God, thank you. Whenever I write the name God, I write it in all capital letters because he is the great I am. And I tell God, thank you, because he is the beginning and the end. I tell God, thank you. Might sound simple, but in the beginning was God. He created heaven and earth. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at the word, listen to this. It said the uncreated one who created everything and everyone. See, God was already here. He didn't have to be created. He didn't have to be born. He didn't have to be made. He was already here. That takes us back to Genesis 1:1. I tell God, thank you. We hadn't got here yet. Adam and Eve hadn't got here yet. They had not been created by God yet. In the beginning, created. It didn't say that Gladys created. It didn't say that John created. Didn't say that John or Gladys or Wee Bob or Billy Bob helped God. But God created the heavens and the earth all by himself. He didn't need our help because he was in the beginning and he was God. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at the word, let's look at John 1:1-3. I tell God, thank you, because it's the word of God that's going to keep us. It's the word of God that teaches. It's the word of God that gives us our foundation. When I was yet a sinner, because, see, I'm saved now by grace, I turned from sin. And I turn unto God. I tell God, thank you. Because now I have a real life. I have a real relationship. I'm not skipping here, there. I'm not in that sometime mode. I'm not in that mode where maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I'm in the mode where I know that God is. as we look at John 1, verse 1, 2 through 3. I tell God thank you. One who created everything and everyone. Listen to this. It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I tell God thank you. As we look at the Word, I tell God thank you. This is that John begins his gospel by saying, Jesus is the Word. So if the Word was in the beginning, that Word is Jesus. Jesus was in the beginning. He was manifested and born later. But Jesus was in the beginning. And I tell God thank you. As we look at the Word, guess what, babies? Jesus is God. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. And the Holy Spirit is Jesus. We refer to them as three separate entities. But praise God, they all make one. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus was in the beginning. Get an understanding. I tell God thank you as we look at verse 2 of Genesis, how God with his sweet self can teach us and give us an understanding of who he is. It said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit was in the beginning with God. The Holy Spirit was working. Jesus was there with God. I tell God thank him. One who created everything. Yes, Lord. And everyone. I tell God thank him. As we look at the beginning, the Word was Jesus. I tell God, thank you. Guess what? The Word had a relationship with God. And as we look at the Word of God, we pray and we go to our Father. When I pray our Father, I'm talking about my Heavenly Father. You're going to find that as we study the names of God, you're going to find that there are many names that we call him. There are the Greek names, yes. But when we talk about God, it becomes personal. He is my Heavenly Father. He was the Father of Jesus, yes. Heirship to Jesus. I'm an heir to God also. I tell God thank him. As I have a relationship with Jesus, I got relationship with the Father. As I got relationship with God the Father and God the Son, I got relationship with God the Holy Spirit. See, we can't separate them. One. Three, they're triune, yes, but they make one. We're talking about our Heavenly Father. I tell God thank you, as I already established, there are those that serve other gods. And whatever we make gods out of, we can make gods out of our houses, our cars, our family. We can make gods out of our jobs. But I'm talking about the Creator who created everything, who created man, who created heaven and earth. I'm talking about the true and living God. We're going to find that when we study the Word from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation, the last chapter, we're going to find that God, with his sweet self, was in the beginning. He's still in the end. As we get to the end of Revelation, he is still God. He has not changed. His son Jesus was in the beginning, but he's in the end also. As we go from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22 and 21, we're going to find that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is still God. I tell God, thank you. Who are you worshiping, baby? Are you worshiping the true and living God, the eternal God, who was in the beginning, who's in the end? He's eternal. He was here. He created us, yes. But he was in the beginning. Before the beginning even started, he was here. I tell God, thank you. Who are you serving? Are you serving the God who created the heavens and the earth? I couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. I tell God, thank you. As we look at Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 4 through 9, we're talking about he is the one. Yet he reveals himself to us as three in one. See, I can't be nobody but glad. But God with his sweet self, God being God, can reveal himself as three. We've already talked about that three. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As we look at Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 4 through 9, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thy heart." Giving you a little bit more, babies. I want you to have an understanding. And it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hands, and thou shalt be as frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and thy gates." We're talking about one God. Yet he reveals himself as three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you. As he was talking, he was letting the people know that there is only one Lord, and that is God. And he told us in his word that we are to love the Lord, their God. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said the aspect of oneness served as the basis of prohibiting the worship of other gods. If you say that you love God, that you're serving the great creator, you shouldn't be worshiping any other God. You shouldn't be worshiping your family. You love them, yes you do, but you love God and you worship God. The Lord is one Lord. That's God. God and Lord is the same. But when you start worshiping something else, you're not worshiping the true and living God. I tell God, thank you, just for being God. The Lord our God is Lord. And in order to call him your God and to call him your Lord, you got to have relationship with him. tell God thank you. Who are you worshiping? Who is your God? Is it Yahweh? Is it El Shaddai? I tell God thank you. We're going to stop right there, babies. But when we come back together again, we're still going to be talking about God. We're still going to be talking about the names of God. Who is he to you? He is my Father. He is the great I am in my life. And I tell God thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school from 10 to 10:45. Our physical address is 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. We ask you to come and worship with us. Thank you for joining us on today. Who are you serving, babies? Are you serving the true and living God that created heaven and earth? Are you serving the other gods? And I look at them as the gods with the little bitty G. But the God that I serve has the big G, the big O, and the big D. And I tell God, thank you. Babies, trust God. Honor God. Because he was in the beginning. And he is still God. I love you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
North Carolina, Georgia, California,
New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Blue sky, but it's been a long, long time. here tonight to tell you a change gonna come, y'all. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Listen to me. There's been times I go to my brother.
I go to my brother.
The entire cast. Once again, a big round of applause for the
pleasant good morning. Welcome to the morning show. And we're thanking and praising God. It's now 15 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the morning show, heard every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with your host. That's me, the old Chatham County country boy. Love God and love each and every one of you. And once again, we thank you for locking us in here each and every morning. Listen to great and inspiring gospel music. That's what we are all about. Great and inspiring gospel music is what we do here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And we do thank you for locking us in each and every morning. We're on from 8 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock a.m. with the morning show. I'm the old Chatham County country boy. My. The word of God for us, the people of God. Amen. We pray that we won't only be hearers of God's word, but that we may be doers also. Amen. Yeah, it's good to hear the word of God, but it's more better to practice it and put it to our everyday use, huh? We're going to get back to now to what you listen for. That's great and inspiring gospel music.
Will you help me lift Jesus? Will you help me lift Jesus? God said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw on me.
I want you giving the praise.
just get sanctified for a little while in here? Can we get sanctified just for a little while in here? Let's call Jesus. Let's call Jesus. The sanctified way. Let's call Jesus. The sanctified way.
Thank you.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm the old Chatham County country boy, and the program is The Morning Show. Thank you, God, for this another day's journey, a day that we've never seen before, and it's for sure we shall never, never see it again. We're sending out the program this morning, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families out there in radio land. Just know that we love you. Thanks be to God. Amen. And thank God for that too.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast and all new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Favorite gospel music plays here. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
It's now 29 minutes until the hour. We're moving right along on this first hour, and you're listening to The Morning Show. I'm the host, the old Chatham County country boy, straight out of Chatham County, here in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the NFI Radio Gospel Network, enjoying the Lord with you, 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 and you. Just heard some great and inspiring gospel music. Once again, we do thank you for locking us in, and if you would like to give us a call here at the station, and that's for the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and tell them you're listening to The Morning Show, and we'll be followed immediately when we leave this morning at 11 o'clock by the anointed one. He'll be on from 11 to 2, and then from 2 o'clock on this afternoon, there will be various artists. You'll be listening to great and inspiring gospel music. So for the best in spiritual and gospel music all day long from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. every day, keep us locked in here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
wake at midnight. Pillow wet with tears, thinking about the burden I bore down through the years.
Gospel music and pleasure. We're moving right along. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, and your program is The Morning Show. Heard every morning right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. My friend, you can give us a call here if you would like to have a request played or you would just like to chat with us. You can give us a call. For the best in spiritual and gospel music you hear anywhere around the world, you're connected to the right station. We are the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Nothing but inspiration and music coming your way from sign on to sign off each and every day. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy. The Morning Show is on the air, and we're going to get ready to go up to the top of the hour, and we're going to listen to music now. 20 minutes now past the hour, 20 minutes past the hour morning. We just thank you so very kindly for locking us in. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Nothing but the best in spiritual and gospel music you will hear anywhere around the world.
Well, And laid his hands on me. The man healed my body. Trials and tribulations along the way. We're having heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom, one moment will pay for it all. Yeah. Somebody ought to say amen. Tonight I'm glad that I start making preparation a long time ago to have that one moment in God's kingdom.
Come on.
When I didn't have no God on my side, I went down on my knees and I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart. And while I was talking to him, something began to move. Something began to move on all to my heart.
Yeah.
And right then and there, yeah, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women about the promise that I've made the Lord. Listen to this.